But here's the thing. When you people have to understand what's really going on, it's not enough that you think that maybe I'm going to have to bow to authority. It's important to understand, to see the whole picture. It's important to understand what you mentioned a while ago, that this is about life and death. It's about population reduction. This is no mistake. They're not being acting negligently. They're acting on purpose. Let us take a brief look, just so that people understand what I'm talking about. There is another slide about the New World Order. It's both in English and in German. And it spells out exactly where we are and where we're headed right now. Können wir das kurz sehen? See this? At the bottom, you have the English translation. At the bottom, you have the German translation. It's the New World Order agenda, the analysis. The first step is destabilization. We've been through that. That's restricting economic freedom, increasing the volume of money, produce conflict, promote fear, overregulating of current legal system. That's exactly what we're seeing. Second step is deconstruction. That's where we are right now. Inflation, lower purchasing power, bankruptcies, restriction of economic freedom, suspension of current arrangement systems. And the third step is reconstruction, setting up a new financial system. Then they will pop up and play the savior. Those who are trying to kill us will all of a sudden pop up and play the savior, assume the role as a savior in times of need. Universal basic income is what they're going to offer us. Centralization through supranational structures. And the final step is the end result, control over all resources, transfer of personal responsibility in global laws. This is not a conspiracy theory. You can read it in the Great Reset. Yeah. This is not a conspiracy theory. But if people do not understand this, they will not make the right choices. But very well spoken, Golan. You put it, you hit the nail on the head.
With all the current issues on our agenda, we tend to forget that we are in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution, which accelerates global change in much more comprehensive and faster ways than the previous three revolutions.
And you see, the difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
We need to realize that humans are now hackable animals. You can hack them.
A good two-way communication system, direct communication system between brains and computers, this is kind of the watershed moment. I mean, once you have a good two-way, nobody has any idea what happens after that.
Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this is this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin. I think that the big process that's happening right now in the world is hacking human beings, the ability to hack humans, to understand deeply what's happening within you, what makes you go. And for that, the most important data is not what you read and who you meet and what you buy, it's what's happening inside your body. So we had these two big revolutions, the computer science revolution, or the infotech revolution, and the revolution in the biological sciences. And they are still separate, but they are about to merge.
History is truly at a turning point. We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected. But the fourth industrial revolution is actually changing ourselves. It's changing not only what we are doing, it's changing who we are.
What's the
the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
Smartphones and governments using that technology and a greater threat of surveillance. Can you talk to me about this, and do you think ultimately this is a good or a bad thing for civilization?
It could be good, but we need to be very careful about it. What's happening now, it's really a watershed in the history of surveillance. First of all, we see mass surveillance systems entering and being adopted in democratic countries which previously resisted them. Secondly, we see the nature of surveillance changing from over-the-skin surveillance to under-the-skin surveillance.